Nate.
Hi, Nate. This is Nikki from Local Splash. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. I'm actually calling with regards to your scheduled one interview, and the call will take around 40 to 45 minutes. Is now still a good time?
Yes, it's fine.
Sounds great. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Nate, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal for today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so your team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I'll verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right. And let me just go ahead and check it here. Okay, I see here that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the security question with Chris. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called Eastern Carolina Cleaning Services LLC, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And the address that I have on here, that's 414 South Eddington Road Street, Hereford, North Carolina, 27944.
Yes, that's great.
All right. And is this a home address or an office location?
It's a home address.
Home address. I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes, I do.
Sounds great. Will you be able to read to me your business license number and expiration date?
Yes, let me see. If I can pull it up real quick.
Okay, just taking time.
You need me to just let you know about it.
All right.
Or did you send it over or just...
Oh, yeah, you can send it over. If you can say it now, that would be better, so I can document it here that you did have the license.
Okay, let me see if I can grab that real quick.
Okay. If it's not handy, just let me know, okay?
What, sorry?
Now, if it's not handy, just let me know.
Yeah. I think I took it out the last time I was trying to get I was trying to do a remotely verifying.
Mm-hmm. If you're comfortable with sending it over instead of reading it, that would be okay also. Just let me know.
Okay. Yeah, let me. It should just be.
Gotcha.
Right here with the less stuff. Oh, sorry. Yeah, here it is.
Yeah, no, okay. The number, license number is going to be 2025056.
Gotcha. I get 2025056, and you have expiration date?
Yes, it is. Expiration date is going to be June 30th, 2026.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for that. So June 30th, 2026. Alrighty.
Yep.
And are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Google heavily rewards verified addresses with better local graphics. Like, are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide your address?
Hide the address.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and hide it for you. All right. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes, I can.
Okay. And later in the call, Nate, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 252-562-4683?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And I just want to make sure that I've got here your correct email address. And that's going to be, let me just pull it up real quick, nate.easterncarolinacleaning@outlook.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And I see that you already have a business website. I just want to make sure.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So is this your correct domain name? Let me see. So this works. Last person note, EasternCarolinaCleaning.com?
Yes.
Okay. So that leads me to my next question for you, Nate. Would you like us to go ahead and promote your website as is, or do you want us to create a new design that can maximize your book jobs?
What, sorry, what was the question one more time?
Yep. Would you like us to promote your website as is, or do you want us to create a new design that can maximize ebook jobs?
Promote as is.
Okay, just promote it as is. And if ever you want us to create a new layout for you, just let us know anytime. There's no additional cost for that, okay?
Okay.
All right. We're actually using my site. So if ever you'd be interested, we can go ahead and work with your account. And let me see. All right, we're just going to promote your website as is. So now let's set up your call tracking. So your call tracking is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the Local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up the phone number that my team set up for you, Nate. Let me know if you're okay with this phone number so we can go ahead and finalize this, okay? So they do have the 252-303-8533. Are you okay with this phone number?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, well, anyways, after we end this call, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. So I'm going to call this number that we will be promoting you online, and it should ring to your number that ends with 4683. And since we will be promoting your website as is, to maximize your return on investment, you need to update your website to display your new tracking number, keeping your listings and online presence in sync. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And, Nate, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this, and we'll record and implement a brand-quality greeting on your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Eastern Carolina Cleaning Services, LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice. We can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then our team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
No, not at this time.
All right. Yep, that's okay. And if ever you'd be interested, you can always add this anytime, okay?
Okay. Perfect.
All right. And since you do have your existing domain name, have you heard of Google Workspace, or are you familiar with Google Workspace?
I am familiar with it, and I was looking into potentially getting it, but just not, I don't have it in the budget at this time, but
gotcha.
Yeah, but I'm, but yeah, there is a possibility of me getting it.
Gotcha. Not a problem. You can always add this anytime. We do have it here in local stash with a starting price of $19 per month per username. Okay? And if you're interested, give us a call anytime. All right.
Perfect.
And now we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here shows that you do provide cleaning services, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
Carpet cleaning. Carpet and flooring cleaning. Mm-hmm.
Carpet and flooring cleaning?
Yes, that's great.
Okay. Let me just have it for you here. Carpet cleaning is the first keyword and flooring cleaning. I will have to separate that to make sure that it will pop up. And, well, let me ask you, do you want it to be found first with the keyword carpet cleaning or cleaning services?
Cleaning services.
Gotcha. Well, anyways, I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you under cleaning services. I'm going to go ahead and read these keywords, then let me know if you want to change or add any, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus is your ranking and budget priorities. So you also get an email with your personalized keyword strategy, just if you want to make updates, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I got it here for you, Nate. Cleaning services is your first keyword, followed by carpet cleaning. Actually, carpet cleaning is part of the top performing industry keywords that I got. So let me just go ahead and add it here. Though I have a different keyword, that would be carpet cleaning services. So I'm going to go ahead and add it next to it, okay, just to make sure.
Okay.
All right. And the other keywords that I got, just stop me if there's anything that you want to take out from the list, okay? So I got office cleaning services, commercial cleaning services, residential cleaning services, house cleaning services, and deep cleaning services, moved-in cleaning services, moved-out cleaning services, post-construction cleaning services, janitorial services, maid services, Airbnb cleaning services. We have upholstery cleaning services, window cleaning services, pressure washing services. We already have the floor cleaning services. You mentioned about flooring cleaning, but I'm going to add the floor cleaning services right next to it. We have disinfection services, biohazard cleanup services, and green cleaning services. Are you okay with all those keywords?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
No.
Okay. Well, anyways, Nate, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list or if you want to add more, you can apply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Family-owned.
Sounds good. This is a family-owned business. Is this locally owned and operated?
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
Do you offer free estimates?
Yes, we do.
Okay. We can start from there. Good. That is a good description. And do you have a mission statement? Let me check your website.
Not a professional one, but...
Okay. All right. Do you want to hear the mission statements that I prepared for you?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, so I got it here, Nate, at We have at Eastern Carolina Cleaning Services, LLC, we strive to be a company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have the second one at Eastern Carolina Cleaning Services, LLC. We strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. And the last one is at Eastern Carolina Cleaning Services, LLC. We provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. Do you like any from those?
Yes, the last one.
The last one. Okay, let's have this as your mission statement. And for your tagline or slogan, do you have any?
Yeah, it's where attention to detail counts.
Okay, let me just note it here. That would be where attention to detail
counts.
Counts. Where attention to detail counts. Gotcha. All right. And how many years have you been in business?
Two.
Two. So you started this around 2024, 2025?
Yes.
Okay, we got 2025. And how many years of experience do you have?
11.
11. All right. Sounds good. So I'm ready to hear business started 2025, but you do have 11 years of experience, okay?
Yes.
And how many people work with your company?
Four.
We got four. You get a good numbers here. And do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
What? Sorry, what was the question?
Yeah. Do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
Both.
Gotcha. And I just want to make sure that I got your correct hours of operations. It says here you do 24/7?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And what types of payment do you accept?
All based credit card, pretty much all of them, but check.
Okay, you do checks, credit cards, do you cash?
Yes.
Okay, you don't do any Zelle, Venmo, Apple Pay?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We do Zelle, Venmo, and Apple Pay.
How about Cash App?
Yes, Cash App too.
Okay, let me add that one here. So you do credit cards, checks. How about debit? Do you also do debit?
Yes, we do.
Okay, you do cards, checks, cash, Zelle, Venmo, Apple Pay, Cash App. All right. So now that we have your business information, Nate, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And this is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company in an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option, the second option, Nate, because blanketing 100 of the directories can open you to spam calls and waste your time. So it needs to say you will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So which option do you prefer?
The first one, fine.
Let's work with the first one. All right, sounds good. Let me just have it here. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, Nate. So this is a key asset for booking high-value jobs. So I see here that your business is located in Hartford, North Carolina. So for this, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And again, I would love to give my suggestion because, of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think we could work on that?
Normally I would say probably like an 80-mile radius around, the home location.
Gotcha. You want to do the 80-mile radius. But for now, Nate, since you'll be setting up your Google Business Profile on your account, we really highly suggest that we focus on cities or zip codes or even counties would do just to make sure that your Google Business profile will be set up properly. Would that be okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Are you going to do cities, counties, or zip codes?
We can do cities.
Okay. And it should be under 2 hours driving distance, okay?
Okay.
All right. So can you provide me cities?
Yeah, it'd be like Kitty Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
Point Harbor.
That's Bird Harbor?
Yeah. Currituck.
Okay.
Then also, like South Mills, Camden.
South Mills, Camden. Okay. One, two, three, four. You can add one more.
And I would say Windsor.
Windsor. Okay. Thank you so much for this. And now, do you know if you have a Google Business profile?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just verify that. So I see that there is an existing Google Business profile under your business name, Eastern Carolina Cleaning Services LLC. Let me just check and pull it up again. Okay. But the thing about this is it has a different phone number. Are you familiar with the 252-864-3312? Was this your phone number?
You said what was the phone number?
I do see that there is a business profile that is East Carolina Cleaning Services LLC on it, but the phone number is 252-864-3312, and it has a different domain name or different website. Are you familiar with this?
No, not that one.
Okay. So you do have an existing Google Business profile.
Yes.
Was it called also Eastern Carolina Cleaning Services LLC?
Yes.
And did you set it up for Hartford, North Carolina?
Yes.
Okay. I actually can't pull it up here. Is it already verified or no?
No, it's not.
That's the reason why. All right, so you have already started creating your Google Business Profile, and for us to be able to help you with your Google Business Profile, can you add a Business Manager?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I can walk you through right now. Let me just go ahead and check it here. Just let me know if you are already on your Google Business Profile. Just let me know if you want me to walk you through or if you want me to send you an email. But it's better if you can add this as soon as possible. If you can't locate your Google Business Profile, just let me know so I can help you with that, okay?
Alright. Yeah, I'm trying to locate it now.
Okay. If you were having if you were having a hard time, you can go to the regular browser.
What, sorry?
Yeah, if you're having a hard time locating your Google Business profile, you can go to a regular browser and type in business.google.com/locations.
Alright, so I'll look that now.
It's business.google.com/locations with S. Locations. How is it? Were you able to Gotcha. What did you see now? Gotcha. All right. That's good. Okay.
Sorry, I'm just trying to get it.
Yeah, just take your time.
Verified in there.
So you haven't logged into the email that was associated to your Google Business profile on your phone or on your device right now?
Okay, I'm in here now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What did you see?
The actual, basically, this is not visible, the customer section.
Gotcha. Did you see any three dots beside that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, can you tap on the three dots, please?
Yep.
And did you see business profile settings?
Yes, I do.
Okay, tap on the business profile settings and you should see managers or people in access or add button.
Yeah, people in access.
Gotcha. And go to there. You should tap on add and you should see an email address box.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to read to you the local slash listing number. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so type in under the email address box the 552-554-6200, and you should see the local splash listings popping up.
Yep.
All right, and you should add us as manager, and you should receive a pending notification once you added us, and I should receive it here on my end. I'm just checking here real quick and see your Google Business profile. Let's see. Okay. Gotcha. I have it now. Eastern Carolina Cleaning Services. Thank you so much for that, Nate. And I will let our Google team know that you have already added as this manager to your Google Business profile, the one that is not yet verified, okay? And I see that you already received the email. I think Chris sent you an email that says, actually, this picture is needed for Google verification. So, that is to get your Google Business profile verified. So we need some information to proceed further. Google itself needs the information to proceed further. So I hope that you can provide us the following as soon as possible. So that's pictures of tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me just note here. So your Google Business profile is not visible. I'm just letting them know that the one that I had pulled up earlier is not yours. So we will be working on the one that's added. All right. And also, Nate, one growth feature that we offer is a weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. Would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Yes.
Amazing. Because I wanted to maximize what you offer, especially that it is very helpful with optimization of your Google Business profile. And if ever you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it through your dashboard. All right. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So if you do have a Yelp page, we advise you keep managing your current reviews and content directly. But if you would like it to be optimized, we will need admin access. Would you like our team to optimize your Yelp profile for a better lead flow?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, yep, we can optimize your Yelp profile with no extra
cost. That's no extra cost, right?
Yep, no extra cost.
Okay.
We can optimize. So I will be sending you an email on how to add us as admin, and if you have time, please add us to your Yelp page, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me just have it here. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. I do see that you have an existing Facebook business page, right? 4683.
Yes.
Let me just double check. This is your phone number. Okay, I see it now. Let me just pull it up real quick. Okay. You have updated your Facebook page just 3 hours ago. That is a good idea. We really highly suggest that you need to keep your Facebook business page to look active, because I do see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, right? You have a very good package
yes.
to start, right? Yep. And now for your Facebook page, do you have? I do see that you do have access to your Facebook business page, right?
Yes.
And can you grant us admin access so we can optimize? Okay, I will be sending you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access, okay? So it typically takes 1 to 2 minutes, Nate. Once added, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information, so please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information. And I do see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, and since you do have Facebook ads, I will be sending you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook page to get your ads running, okay? So, let me just send it to you real quick. And on that email that you received, Nate, I understand on that link, it will actually ask you to log in with the personal Facebook that you use in creating your Facebook business page. But you don't have to worry. We will not have any access to your personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page, okay? Just on that link, it will ask you to choose the page that will grant us access. So I already sent you the email. Once you receive it, I hope you'll be able to add us as soon as possible so we can work on your Facebook ads on the correct timeline, okay?
Okay.
All right. I already sent it to you. And if ever you need assistance, just let me know. If you receive errors, just let me know. All right. And we're waiting for you to do that. Let's talk about your Facebook ads. Would you like me to continue with the Facebook ads, or would you like me to walk you through on that Facebook page?
What did you say one more time?
Yep. Oh, would you like me to walk you through on how to add this admin to your Facebook page, or would you like to check the link, or would you like me to continue about the Facebook ads? Just let me know if you need my assistance, okay?
Yeah, just, let's see. Yeah, I think I should be fine with the Facebook ads part of it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right. I do hope that you can add us as soon as possible, okay? So now, let's talk about your Facebook ads. So you do have Facebook ads included in your strategy. So, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your Facebook ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team to handle this for you?
Is it extra fee?
Oh, no, extra fee for that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so I will have a creative team handle this for you, okay? For the Facebook ads. And do you have a lot of photos that you can send?
I'm working on getting more photos.
Okay, but you have some photos, right?
Yes.
Okay, if you have some photos, that would be very helpful. You can send it to us or upload them to your dashboard. And let me see that you have some photos here. Okay. And for your Facebook ads, Nate, there are three lead response methods, and you can only choose one. Okay? So we do have, let me just check. I receive now the access to your Facebook business page, so I will let our Facebook team know. So there are three lead response methods for the Facebook ads that we will be running, but you can only choose one. So we have form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS. And of course, Nate, we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. You also have calls. So with calls selected, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click and complete the process to call you directly from your Facebook ad. The number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook ads tab, but unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. So when someone presses the call button in the ad, the dial pad in the user's phone will ask them to confirm that they want to proceed with making the call. So some users, Nate, don't actually follow through after clicking the call button on the ad, but this will still show the call result. And the last one is the Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. So the messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure that you never miss out on any business or service request. But you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours per Facebook's policy. So I would also love to give my recommendation, Nate, because I wanted you to get the best of your Facebook ads. So we actually highly recommend using the form fill because the form fill gives you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. The other options, again, are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill. So which one would you like to use?
You said which one is the best option?
The best option is going to be the form fill that we highly recommend. Would you like to try it on?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, let's have the form fill. And I do see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate big search results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly when and where prospects look for your services? So you'll only pay for your true demand when someone clicks. Investing here, Nate, can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested one day, we do have a $300 campaign to maximize results that you can get started with. Okay? You can always add this anytime, especially if the business grows bigger. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And our team is available Monday through Friday. That is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed? Or can we call you anytime if we have concerns?
Normally around 11 o'clock works best.
Okay, 11 a.m. your time.
Yes.
Okay, so let me just have it here. That should be 11 a.m. Eastern. Okay, I'll let them know. And do you have a logo? I think I see a logo on your Facebook page. Let me check.
Yeah.
You do have a logo, right? Okay. And if you send us photos of the jobs that you have done, please include your logo so we can use it for the marketing campaign, okay?
Okay.
All right. Or you can upload them to your dashboard at mylocalsplash.com or on your Local Splash app. And now you will see several important emails from us soon. First, review your keywords list, the one that we just discussed earlier, Nate, and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Please reply to the message. And if you have photos, the videos, or logo, project photos, videos, or logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry top photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yes.
All right. I'll go to here. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and company progress from anywhere and any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates. This year growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward this to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly to your Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. And of course, Nate, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. That should be the same day, Monday. That's 27th of April. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
No, that's fine.
Okay. That's the 27th of April, and do you want to do it at the same time when we started the client interview?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. Well, anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite, so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And as I mentioned earlier, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much, Nate, for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
No.
Okay. And, of course, Nate, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll address it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We're open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That's Monday through Friday. We're also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back because we're here to help. If we can answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your emails and texts for a status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
No.
Thank you so much for your time, Nate. And enjoy the rest of the day. And if ever you have any questions or concerns, do not hesitate to reach out, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Nate. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care. Bye-bye for
now. All right, you too. Bye.